How are you, Mossy?
I'm great, Mido. It's Origin Week. And despite the shape of the ball that I love most, I do love Origin Week.
We all love Origin Week. Chelsea.
Why'd they take it to Adelaide, though?
Money.
I need to know why. Huh?
Money.
Money.
Well, has that backfired? Wasn't there still 10,000 tickets available yesterday?
They'll probably get to 45, Mossy. It holds 52. So they'll fall short. But if they've jagged, and I don't know the price, but say it's around $5 million to come here, is it a success or not? I guess you could argue both ways, but if there's $5 million bucks in the bank, I guess to some degree it's a success.
I tell you what, as Peter Delaney's been smashed like Danny Townsend was.
No.
Give me the grand final to Sydney.
Yeah, of course, gee. We'll get to that as we look ahead to that at Combank Stadium Saturday night. And also look at the last day of the season over in the UK. Just some news overnight, though, that Chelsea have appointed former Tottenham and PSG manager Maurizio Pochettino on a two-year deal with the option of another year. I guess the obvious candidate, you'd say, Mossy?
The obvious candidate, surprising outcome for me. In the length of the deal. I don't know.
It's not a vote of confidence, is it?
Well, I'm also thinking, I wonder if that was Pochettino's decision to go short-term because of obviously where the club's at and, the debacle it finds itself in. There's 34 players in the first-team squad, which is a massive squad, right? And Frank Lampard's even on record as saying that was the biggest challenge so far of his managerial career, and that didn't go too well, obviously. I think it was eight losses out of 11 for him when he took over from Potter. But, yeah, I just find it interesting that it's such a short term. I know there's an option of a third year, but you would have thought a project like that was a 4 or 5 year contract. But, maybe it was Pochettino just saying, look, I'll tip my toe in, I'll go hard for 2 years and see if the ownership and the sporting directors back me.
Okay, the final day of the Premier League season. And, let's start with Leicester because Premier League champions 2015-16 and now they're relegated and unfortunate for Socceroo Harry Suter as well.
Yeah, NFA Cup winners 2021, I think it was. Yeah. So, it's a fall from grace for Leicester. There's no doubt about that. I feel for them. Don't forget they lost their owner in a terrible helicopter crash in the car park outside the stadium as well. So it's been a tumultuous few years for them. And, for Harry Suter and all the players, of course, you're devastated for them because, you work so hard to get to that level and then something like this happens, it turns your world upside down. Harry, I think, if we put our Socceroos caps on, I honestly think he's done enough to warrant a move to another Premier League club. I don't know what's in his contract and what the options are for him, but I think he slotted into the Premier League like a seasoned pro. And from a Socceroo perspective and for his career, I'd love to see him stay there. But there's going to be a big rebuild at Leicester because the likes of Vardy, Maddison, those types of players you'd imagine will be out the door to find another Premier League club as well.
Mossy, what did you make of Chelsea this season? They finished 12th and I think they spent $950 million.
Debacle. Bulldog, absolute debacle. And Mido and I have sort of touched on it over the last few weeks, but the amount of money they spent, they signed Graham Potter to a 6-year contract. He lasted 6 months. So a 5.5-year payout for a manager who really hadn't proven himself yet at a big club. He'd done brilliantly at Brighton. But this was his first big club and it didn't go well for him. And as you said, the amount of money they've spent in the last 12 months on players, I think you're around the mark, but it was £600 million on players in the last 12 months. Three massive transfer windows for them. So, yeah, they, and don't forget, this is not long into the new ownership after Abramovich was ousted in sensational circumstances. They've got a massive rebuild. I think they've got the right man in Pochettino. He's a big club manager. He went to PSG after Spurs. Hasn't worked for about 6 or 7 months now, I think. So he's had time to Actually, it's probably 12 months now. He's had time to freshen up, get some new ideas, rejuvenate. So they're getting a high-energy manager in there with experience. So big, big job.
Mossy, I was going to ask you about Bayern Munich. 11 consecutive titles in the Bundesliga. Well, that's an unbelievable achievement. And obviously we don't talk about it a lot here because the focus is always on the EPL and the A-League, but what about that performance?
Incredible, Oz. They're a massive, massive club, Bayern. And, you know, that's you talk about how hard it is to win titles and then go back-to-back and what Bayern are doing. And the German league is one of the big leagues. So we're not talking about like a Celtic or a Rangers in a lower
league. I don't care what
league
it's in, Mossy. Honestly, I don't care what league it is. To win 11 straight, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. It's funnily enough, I was just talking to a mate on the golf course on the weekend about NRL teams who have won back-to-back, and we talked about the St. George team. So, yeah, it is remarkable. Whatever comp you play, whatever code it is, to have that much success and the players over that time. Don't forget that those 11 titles, a lot of their players have gone on to, you know, the Premier League or Spain or Italy in that time as well. Managers have changed as well. So it's not like they've just had, you know, this, obviously not going to have the same squad over 11 years, but the same manager and things like that. So there's been a lot of change, but they're obviously very good at handling it.
We love an underdog. Luton Town, what a story. Headed to the Premier League after winning on penalties over Coventry City. I know you had a bit of a soft spot for Coventry heading into it, Mossy, but Kenilworth Road, what, barely over 10,000 capacity, set to host the big time next season?
Yeah, the question is, can Kenilworth Road handle the Premier League? Well, we're going to find out because it's a remarkable story. I've still got a soft spot for Coventry fans now because the way they lost it, you know, it's the best way to win, but it's the worst way to lose, of course. But, yeah, credit to them. Only, 6 years ago, I think, or 7 years ago, they were in the fifth tier. So that's a remarkable climb to the dizzying heights of the Premier League. So it's going to be wonderful. We love seeing those fairy tale stories. It's what the Premier League's all about. And Luton get their shot now. But yeah, Coventry so near yet so far. Luton joined Burnley and Sheffield United, of course, in the Premier League next season.
Mossy, A-League Grand Final this Saturday night at CommBank Stadium. How does it play out and how are ticket sales going?
Who's your money on, Bulldog?
Oh, the Mariners, because it was the club that you helped build. This is your club, Mossy.
I think Laurie McKinnon and Arnie might have something to say about that. But, I think it's a wonderful matchup. It's, 1v2 from the regular season. I think both teams played the best football of the season on a regular basis. Both had to deal with change. Patrick Kisnorbo, the manager at Melbourne City, moved on over to France during the season. Rado Vidicic took over. The Mariners lost Garen Kuol, who was their ace off the bench first half of the season. And they both handled it really, really well, and they've navigated their way to the big one this Saturday night. Honestly, Melbourne City have been the best team over the last few seasons. There's no doubt about that. But if there's one team that can do it in a one-off game, it's the Mariners. The way they're playing, their mindset, they fear nothing, they fear no one. They've got great energy, great balance, pace where they need it, experience and youthful exuberance. So they've got all the ingredients to go and do it. Nick Montgomery missed that grand final 10 years ago. He was suspended as a player in 2013 when we beat the Wanderers. He now gets his shot from the bench as the manager. And Rado Vidicic, his journey has been incredible as a manager in the A-League. He's had a few stints, never been to the big dance as a boss, so he is now. I think, look, your head tells you Melbourne City if you're going to put money on it, but I really think the Mariners are a big shot. I really do. I think they'll give it a red-hot shake, and the Central Coast might just be in for a special treat. Ticket sales, as far as I know, are going really well, Bulldog, to answer your question. We'll see on the night, of course. But, I think, the grand finals attract not just fans of both clubs, but they attract the neutrals. It's an event. I'll be out there on Saturday night with my darling wife, Penny, cheering on a good grand final. May the best team win.
And Melbourne City, $2.05. Central Coast, $3.25. The draw, $3.70 is the market we'd tab. The 90-minute market as it stands. We'll have another full preview later this week. Mossy, thank you. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Enjoy Origin Week. See you Friday.